I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The floundering financial industry got a lifeline today, $180 billion from big central banks in North America, Asia, and Europe. The cash helped to restore some confidence in global stock markets, and some, such as New York, rebounded strongly. The Dow Jones was up more than 3% today. As The World's Matthew Bell reports, the concerted action by the U.S. Federal Reserve and five other central banks underlined the seriousness of the financial meltdown.
President Bush canceled a fundraising trip to stay in Washington and keep an eye on the economic situation, and he appeared before cameras this morning to read a very brief statement. Mr. Bush mentioned the move by central banks, including the U.S. Federal Reserve, to inject tens of billions of dollars into a rattled global financial system. He called it substantial, necessary, and important.
Our financial markets continue to deal with serious challenges. As our recent actions demonstrate, my administration is focused on meeting these challenges. The American people can be sure we will continue to act to strengthen and stabilize our financial markets and improve investor confidence. Thank you.
The White House declined to say what other actions are in the works. Taken by itself, today's action by the central banks is not unprecedented, but Jared Bernstein of the Economic Policy Institute says the move is just the latest in a series of interventions by the U.S. Treasury and the Fed.
They've been doing this for months. This is just the latest installment, which, by the way, tells you something about the effectiveness of these moves. I'm not saying they're wholly ineffective, but they certainly haven't solved the credit crunch. The problem is another shoe drops, another big bank fails, credit markets freeze up again, interest rates go up, the supply of credit gets constrained, and they implement yet another liquidity injection.
Bernstein says liquidity, another word for cash sloshing around the financial system, is the lifeblood of global credit markets. And as powerful as the six worldwide central banks are when they act in concert, he says they simply can't keep coming to the rescue indefinitely.
I don't think they have too many more arrows in their quiver. I mean, they can lower interest rates to try to induce cheaper borrowing, or they can flood the system with liquidity, and they found lots of different ways to do that. They can also help prop up failing institutions, and we've seen that as well. So it seems to me like kind of the panoply of their options have all been undertaken, and I think they've helped. I think the situation would be worse in the absence of these interventions, but they certainly haven't solved the problem. There are other failures out there that will occur. You can take, unfortunately, that prediction to the bank, as it were.
So how bad is it? It's already becoming a cliche to describe this week's events as the worst financial crisis since the beginning of the Great Depression, with venerable names like Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, and AIG down, if not out. The comparison seems appropriate. John Kerry of Pioneer Investments in Boston applauds today's action by the central banks, but he says the current crisis hasn't run its course.
Obviously, both the Fed and the Treasury are feeling their way through this situation because the magnitude of the problems is really quite extraordinary, and the pervasiveness of the issues is just breathtaking. The fact that so many companies, not only here but around the world, are involved in some of these same bad investments.
But more government help might be on the way. Congress is talking about creating a special entity to resolve those bad investments. The idea would be similar to the way the government handled the savings and loan debacle of the 1980s, and the U.S. Treasury is reportedly embracing the idea. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.